Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Keep reading. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Now tell me what that means. What does it mean? See, the enemy, with so many church-going people, has relegated blessing to a side phrase when somebody sneezes. Bless you. God bless you. A little parrot thing. What do you mean? Are you ministering blessing to them? Then hush.
That's right.
What are you talking about? Don't see, using things like this when it doesn't mean anything is hurting the church. I'm blessed when I go out. I'm blessed when I come in. Are you? What does that mean? It means the blessing of the Lord is making something happen when I go out. It's making something happen when I come in. It's causing fruitfulness in good things. It's causing increase. It's making me rich. Not just in money, but in everything. It's making me rich. When? When I'm coming in. When I'm coming in. Something's on me. Something's working in me. When I come in, it'll make people smile when they see you and not know why. Why? Because you came in with life. You came in with some joy. You came in with some peace. You came in with something good to say. You came in with some love. That's riches, riches, riches. What made you that way? The blessing, same thing that made me a new creature. Same thing that made me righteous. Makes me rich. And the more rich I am, the more I have to give. I can be a vessel to help make you rich. Right? And the blessing's making me rich when I come in. It's making me rich when I go out. Walking in this is real and tangible. Remember, Jesus told His disciples, when you come into a house, if there's somebody that'll receive it there, say, peace be on you. And if they're a son of peace, your peace will rest on them. If not, it'll come back to you. Not everybody will receive it, but there should be something on us, something about us. The Holy Spirit's presence. Thank you, Lord. When we come in, people are glad to see you. Because you're not going to ask them for money. You're not going to bug them. You're not going to tell them all your sob stories. You're not going to pull on them. That's not being blessed. You come in with something good. You're rich with revelation and faith and grace and love. And man, they're glad to see you coming. They're glad because you always got something good to say. And you got revelation and light. You're liable to buy lunch too. I mean, is that right? They're glad to see. And when you go, they see you go and go, man, I like that guy. Man, he's a blessing. Isn't she a blessing? Isn't that great? Why? Because you're blessed when you came in, and you're blessed when you went out. Keep going. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you. Let's just stop right here. You don't have to wait till you see an army with swords and spears. Are there any enemies today? Do you have any spiritual enemies arrayed against you? Well, they better make it light on themselves, because if the blessing is working in your life, when they come in to smite you and hurt you, they'll come in one way and they'll flee. Run away seven different ways. That's scattered. That's like what roaches do when you turn the light on. They go, phew. Didn't the Bible say resist the devil and he'll what?
Flee.
Not mosey on out. He will flee. That's running. That's running away. Why? Not because you're just so amazing after the flesh. It's because of who's in you and what's on you. The blessing is on you. It's making you rich in faith, rich in the authority of the name, rich in power, rich in victory. Rich. I'm rich.
Amen.
Not trying to get rich. I am rich. The blessing makes me rich. And he adds no trouble with it. There's no downside to it. He has no sorrow or grief with it. Woo, glory to God. Verse 18, I mean, the Lord's winding up on us. He says, and the Lord shall command the blessing. Why did he need to say it like that? He's serious about this thing. Command the blessing on you in your storehouses. Storehouses. And in all that you set your hand to, he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you.
Amen.
Don't just think Canaan's land. That was a type. This is our land right here. You got land wherever you live, wherever you're part of, if you're renting it, if you own it, whatever. He is blessed. The blessing's working to make fruitful and multiply my places, my things, wherever I have any rights or any control. That means the blessing has a right to manifest and to make rich. To make rich. Somebody say, make rich.
Make rich.
The Lord will establish you a holy people to himself, as he sworn, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you to mess with you. And the Lord will make you in case you had too much religion and tried to hyper-spiritualize all this. He says the Lord's going to make you plenteous in goods. That's stuff. That's material things. And he says it again, the fruit of your body, fruit of your cows, fruit of your ground. Good. Somebody say, plenteous in goods. Plenteous in goods. That means you got a lot of stuff. Got a lot of stuff.
Amen.
Notice he didn't call them bads. Bads. Goods. Goods. People say, oh, I don't want any of this old world's goods. You sure do. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Sure you do. There's a lot of things made in this world you need or could use or would like to have. Said out loud, the blessing makes me rich, plenteous in goods. Verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain to your land in his season, to bless all the work of your hand, and you'll lend. How many of you got to have something to lend? Lend unto many, not just a couple, many nations, and you shall not borrow. You got to have extra to do that. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only, and you'll not be beneath. Why? The blessing made you that way. Made you that way. If you'll hearken to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. Oh, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Is there a New Testament connection to this? Are we just hollering about something that has passed away, that belonged to a previous time and era? Well, just in case somebody came in late, or was sleeping in the first part, go back to Galatians chapter 3. Come on, help me out. Galatians chapter 3. I'm pretty convinced that Galatians is in the New Testament. Would you agree with that? Galatians. Would you agree that this is written to the church? And we're a part of the same church. I mean, same gospel, same Holy Spirit, same new birth, same as the churches at Galatia, Ephesians, Colossians, churches at Corinth, all these guys. And what did he say? Galatians 3, are you there? Verse 7, know ye, don't think it, know it, that they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham. Somebody said, that's me, that's me, that's me. The scripture foreseeing that God had justified the heathen through faith preached the gospel to Abraham and said, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now that's power to bless all nations. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Is that you? Is that you? Is that you? Somebody say, I am of faith.
I am a believer.
And I am blessed with faithful Abraham. I am. I am. Verse 13. Christ, read it out loud. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on. Who? 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 Not you have to trace your lineage back to Jewish heritage. Gentiles. 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 That's us. Might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. It's all because of Him. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 29. And if you be Christ, just in case you didn't get it, I'm going to say it again a little bit different way. If you are in Christ, are you of faith? Are you a believer? Are you in Christ? He keeps saying, talking about the same thing. Then are ye, you might say, then you are Abraham's seed. Oh, that's directly connected to Genesis 12, what we read.
Yes, it is.
Then you are Abraham's seed. Don't you go back there, read in Genesis, and ooh and ah, and salivate about how blessed he was, and go, oh man, wish I could be rich like that. Oh man, wish I could have that kind of victory. Oh man, wish I could be the friend of God. Oh man, wish. Do you have faith in Christ?
Yes.
Then you are Abraham's seed.
Amen.
And the blessing God spoke over him and to his seed, singular, now belongs to you and me.
Yes.
Is it true or not?
Yes.
We're heirs according to the promise. Come on, say it out loud.
Abraham's blessing
is mine.
The curse of the law
is not mine.
Abraham's blessing
is mine.
And the blessing of the Lord
makes me
rich,
makes me
fruitful,
and increases me.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me